tech CEOs, including Sundar Pichai of Google, are speaking out against President Trump's decision to suspend several categories of worker visas, including the H-1B visa that many tech companies rely on to bring talent to their companies. While Pichai tweeted that immigrants have, quote, contributed immensely to America's economic success, Trump says he's freeing up jobs for out-of-work Americans struggling because of the coronavirus pandemic. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on member station VPM. And Robin, this order we know goes into effect at midnight tonight. It blocks new visas, not those who already have an H-1B visa. But let's talk about who will be impacted. Skilled workers like engineers and computer programmers, and who else?
Yeah, in addition to the headline of those H-1B visas for tech workers, this suspends H-2B visas for low-skilled jobs. There are H-4 visas for spouses of some pre-existing visa holders. There are J visas for those participating in work and student exchanges, and even L visas that cover intercompany transfers. So within this, this runs the gamut from, you know, skilled workers, engineers, camp counselors who might come in from Britain. It's fairly comprehensive.
So this will keep as many as 525,000 foreign workers out of the country for the rest of the year. This also comes at a time when unemployment is above 13%. The thinking is Americans don't need more competition. But does the evidence suggest that these visa holders would have taken American jobs?
That's an open question. The lament among tech firms and even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is that our homegrown talent pool never could quite supply the high-skilled demands of employers here. And so we have to rely on the likes of India, Western Europe, sometimes Scandinavia. But the White House in the executive order is claiming that all manner of special visa immigration right now is, and I'm quoting, particularly harmful to workers at the margin between employment and unemployment, those who are typically last in during an economic expansion and first out during an economic contraction. But Tanya, you did point to a bunch of CEOs pushing back on that, kind of really recoiling at this action.
Yeah, what are you hearing from those businesses? I talked about Google.
Yeah, you have the president, the CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is like no left-wing tool necessarily, putting up a not welcome sign for engineers, executives, IT experts, doctors, nurses, and other workers won't help our country, Thomas Donahue said. It will hold us back. You have the president of Microsoft saying now's not the time to cut off our nation from the world's talent or create uncertainty and anxiety. And you saw a lot of that echoed by executives. Go on Twitter. You'll see them from Amazon, Google, Apple, Tesla. So at least, you know, California is firmly against this.
Yeah, this decision comes, as we know, as the president campaigns for re-election. How much of this is just politics?
You have to wonder if this is all about that base. I mean, President Donald Trump took quite a hit when the Supreme Court just ruled 5-4 against him that the administration could not block DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program. So at the same time that he's hurting in the polls, the economy is, you know, quite down. November's not far off, and we're already scheduling presidential debates. This is about deliverables. This is about being able to turn to voters and say, look, you wanted me to renegotiate NAFTA, I did. You wanted some modicum of immigration reform. Even if the Supreme Court blocked me, I came back and did what was in my power with this executive action.
Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on member station VPM. Thank you, as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.